Volatility remains in the market trade on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now, Brian Splitt with AgMarket.net for our market wrap-up. And Brian, let's start with crude oil. We saw a huge spike overnight, almost touching $120 a barrel. But then as the headlines have continued to evolve, a significant pullback here through Monday's day trade. But obviously, it's a big talking point. It's driving a lot of the market sentiment across various commodities here, isn't it, Brian?
It is. Minute-to-minute and hour-to-hour money flow is very closely tied to what crude oil is doing, and you could say that for the grains with a direct correlation. You could say that for the equities trading with what I would say is an inverse correlation to what crude oil is doing. Really, it all started with the a vote was done remotely in Iran, and they had to do it remotely because you can't get everybody together in one place at this stage if you're them, because that's a major risk of seeing the next tranche of leadership knocked out. The vote was passed to have the previous leader's son become the new leader of the regime, and so the crude oil market took that very price positive, seeing that that would be kind of a continuation of the hardline stance. And so then overnight, in the middle of the night, there's a G7 meeting. And they essentially, the conversation there was discussing releasing up to 400 million barrels of crude oil from reserves to really temper what's happening due to the closures of the Strait of Hormuz. So that took crude oil off the highs. And the Secretary of Energy did say that that this would last, no more than another few weeks. But another few weeks has, rather major implications if the strait does remain closed for that long. I don't know what 400 million barrels represents as far as the, global usage. How much time does that buy? But obviously, that's a sizable amount. And so we saw crude oil rally over 25% or over 20%, trading near $120 a barrel overnight, and then breaking over 20% off of those highs and currently trading around $95 a barrel. So quite the move in energy. And as has crude oil gone, so too have the grains, making some rather extreme highs overnight and then pulling back to where we've got old crop corn lower on the day, new crop down just a touch, and old crop soybeans slightly lower with new crop soybeans up just a touch.
Well, obviously, with this grain trade, all the influences, fertilizer, of course, as we get to spring planting season. I know that's been a talking point, thinking about acreage and more ahead of a WASDE report on Tuesday. But looking at some of that spread between corn and soybeans, I have to think that's going to be an evolving talking point here, Brian, over the next several weeks.
The question number one is how many acres are even up for debate right now? Certain acres are going to be what they are. So what acres do have the potential to be swung due to short-term economics and maybe due to fertilizer prices? Now, had we talked about this 2 weeks ago prior to everything happening and prior to new crop corn getting very close to $5, maybe I would have thought that the shift to bean acres might be a little bit more. Now having corn gotten to close to $5 economically, I would say, well, maybe that's not the case, and we would still see a pretty healthy amount of corn acres. But I do think I had a client text me this morning saying he's going to be all soybean acres because he hasn't bought his nitrogen yet. So there are going to be some pockets here and there and some individual operations that will have their acreage swayed by what's happening right now. It's going to be a very fluid situation. And as you mentioned, there's a WASDE report tomorrow. Don't know that it's going to say anything super meaningful, but we do have a reason to think that we're going to have at least maybe a corn for export increase due to the current pace. We'll maybe see some adjustments to some South American crop. But really, the report at the end of the month with the quarterly stocks and the acres is going to be a pretty big deal as far as the longer-term implications for the balance sheet for the new crop.
Looking as well here, Brian, at the livestock sector, let's touch on cattle a bit. I know some movement there on the day Monday. And some of it may be tied to the rumors and headlines from the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado. Some of it may be tied to what's happening more broadly with stocks and the movement, energies, et cetera. What's your view of this cattle complex here as we wrap up Monday's session?
I think we're trading today very similar to a week ago, where we opened near the lows and we were able to recover off of the lows. I don't know that we're recovering quite as strong as we did last week. However, I do think that the equity market has a very strong part of the general short-term money flow in cattle, and the JBS strike added another element to kind of that bearish concern. So what I will say is that we did get a nice bounce last week off of those lows, and both the live cattle and the feeder cattle in the April contracts went right to significant resistance and then turned again off of those levels, trading below last week's lows. I think if the equity market can't get it figured out, which I think unless this war effort really stabilizes very quickly, which I don't know that I expect that, I think the cattle market has a tremendous amount of potential downside, similar to what we saw in fall, where there's going to be concerns about the health of the consumer. We're going to see inflation due to energy prices. Anything that's trucked across the country is going to get more expensive if it's passed on directly to the consumer due to fuel costs. So I think you've got a market that's going to have some concern about the consumer health moving forward.
Any other thoughts, anything else you'd reiterate to folks here, Brian, as they're watching all this volatility in the market trade? What would you leave folks with today?
You know, I think I'm going to reiterate something that you asked me this question maybe a time or two ago when we talked. And that's the idea of having wish orders and the type of marketplace that we're in right now and the type of volatility that we're seeing. How nice would it have been to have a wish order out there to sell some corn at a price that maybe a couple of weeks ago you didn't think you were going to get. So I think we're going to continue to have those opportunities this year where you have some target prices set and maybe you wake up and you have a pretty decent sale on.
I know, folks, if they have questions, they can reach out online or with a phone call, agmarket.net, the best way to get more information. With that, Brian Splitt, agmarket.net, always appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks for joining us on today's Market Wrap-Up.
Always glad to be here.
And once again, Brian Splitt, agmarket.net, joining us here for today's Market Wrap-Up. We always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.